Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Flash Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Seradia. And welcome on this lovely February 25th, 2016. Tonight we will be talking about yes, that is King Shark. King Shark has come back. I think he's one of the fan favorite. I think he's definitely a fan favorite. He loves to eat people, of course, and he could run down the street, and he could also swim like a shark. I mean, best of both worlds. And now that Argus has him locked up once again, we might see him out, which is great. And he's one of the last of the villainous that came back from Earth 2. And the big reveal, yes, we finally know at least what Zoom looks like. If you haven't seen the episode, please turn off the podcast and go watch it, because this will be a spoiled podcast. We're going to give you everything raw. And yes, it looks like Jay Garrick's doppelganger is the Zoom. At the end, we see Zoom bringing back Jay Garrick from Earth 1. And then says, you know, well, that complicates things. And he takes off his mask, and it looks like Jay Garrick, but it's not, because he's dead. So it can only be his doppelganger. But who is in the Iron Mask? We still don't know, and that's the big secret. I think it's Eddie. Come on, why not? Let's just throw another pin to the needle or whatever. I don't know. I mean, or could it be Jay Garrick's twin? I don't know. Because remember, the cell is the glass, the same glass that Barry had, not the one that Lucy or Jesse, whatever her name is, Harrison's daughter. But yeah, okay. We're live right now. We're going to talk about King Shark on this episode 15, season 2. Of The Flash. Our number is 914-803-4355. We're also on Twitter, all one word, The Flash Talk. That's us. Hopefully you can follow us. And thank you so much for downloading the podcast. We're going to have a lot of fun. And let's go to the callers, because I know this is the favorite part. All right, let's go. Area code 239, who is this?
I am so much.
Oh, no! He beat it to Earth 1 now.
Hey, it's Matt from Florida. What's up? I can't believe Jay Garrick is Zoom. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. My fucking gosh. Jay Garrick is Zoom. Oh, my gosh. Great episode. Awesome to see Diggle and Lila. Dig doesn't seem to like the Flash very much. Why?
Well, he's still, like, not used to, you know, metahumans.
I know.
Give him a while, yeah.
I did like seeing Lila. I did like seeing Lila.
Yeah, it was great to see her again as well. All right, man, let's see. Someone else is calling in from area code 432. Who is this?
Hey, Joe from Krypton.
What's up, sir? How's it going?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
I'm sorry, I was gone.
Thank you.
So, Joe, did you watch King Shark?
No, but I read the spoiler, so I know a little bit about a little bit. But I have seen all the previous episodes, but just not this one.
Well, did you read the biggest spoiler?
Oh, yeah. It's Earth 2, Jay Garrick, right? Not the one that was on Earth 1, right? It's not the Earth 2 that went to Earth 1, right? It's a doppelganger from another Earth, right?
It has to be, yeah. Yeah,
it has to be.
You're right, Joe. Let's just make this clear that Earth 2 Jay Garrick,
the one that died,
that went to Earth 1, is now dead.
Yes. The one that lost his speed, that was taking the velocity 9.
Yeah, he is
that's
now
the
dead.
One that's
yes.
dead. Oh, yes. Man, that sucks. Wow.
And, I really like him.
Yeah, everybody did, yeah. And
Caitlin's
cool. Like all shook up throughout the whole episode.
Yeah.
Not again.
After losing Ronnie.
It was a really emotional scene. And, I mean, twists and turns here and there.
It was great.
Really cool
scene.
Stuff.
How did Caitlin take Jay's death? Did she take it well?
No.
She didn't take it well.
I think she'll become.
Didn't they like drug her to calm
too.
Her down, Matt?
No, she didn't. She didn't calm down for a while. I thought she was going to become Killer Frost on this Earth too. You know she will at some point.
Yeah,
as you know, they
talked about it many times where she doesn't carry the gene, the metahuman gene.
No, she doesn't, but she will. We got to see it on Earth, too, but I did like the way at the end how she teased Cisco. That was funny, and I did like Cisco's comment on how he goes, we're going to need a bigger Flash.
Yeah.
A very funny John reference.
It was pretty funny. Let me read you guys the brief episode description on Wikipedia. It states, Cisco and Barry agree not to discuss what happened on Earth 2 for fear of repercussions. Now, when they said, I'll keep a secret. At the end of the episode, they both told their secret.
Yeah, they did. Bombshell, both on Iris and Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Joe from Krypton, there's a scene where Harrison tells him, yo, whatever you saw on Earth 2, do not repeat it here, you know, because there might be some repercussions. And the first thing they do is they go tell, like for instance, Barry tells Joe, you're dead on Earth 2 because of me.
Wow.
And we're married, you and Iris, we're married. And they're like, what the hell is going on? And then with Cisco. Cisco tells Caitlin you used to be Frost and you know, you're icy cold and it looks like you're turning into her kind of plays with it like how Matt mentioned earlier. But they both tell. And after the scene, you're like, okay, they're not going to say anything. And they both go and tell them. I was just like,
Were they even hesitant about doing it or did they just spill the beans?
No, they just spilled it.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
That's pretty stupid.
All right, let's see. While everyone tries to move on, the humanoid shark monster that well stopped, known as King Shark, escapes Argus and custody and heads for Central City to kill the Flash. John Diggle and Lila Michaels arrive to warn Barry, which promotes him to look for King Shark and put a stop to him for good. Barry teams up with Diggle, Lila, and the rest of Argus to track King Shark, but he shows up at Barry's home looking for the Flash, tracking Barry's electrical field, which is really cool, dude. When he pulls off the roof, I was just like, what the heck is going on? He is huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bigger than the last time we saw him in early season 2?
Yeah. He's like ripping off roofs.
He was.
Wow.
Yeah. That part
and
was
goes,
cool.
Where's the Flash?
I could smell him.
And then Barry's Wally West. And he's like, and I at first thought, oh no, he's going to have to reveal his secret. in front of Wally, but of course he didn't. He kind of did an old switcheroo with Wally West, and so there you go. All right, so then Barry focuses on King Shark to chase him out on the water while he is far enough. He creates an electrified underwater cyclone that subdues King Shark and allows Argus to imprison him again. Later, Barry vows to open a breach back to Earth 2 to stop Zoom. And then back on Earth, it is Zoom's real appearance. Looks exactly like Jay. Dun, dun, dun. So that's it. So that was the big reveal. It was someone... That looks like Jay.
Right.
It could either be Hunter Zolomon or someone else, or maybe a clone of Jay. Well, what do you guys think? Who do you think is Zoom? We still don't know. Even though we know now, he could be a doppelganger, a clone, a twin. What's your guess? Let's go to you, Matt.
Well, Wells did say, from Wells from Earth 2, he did say, I created Zoom. And Jay is the Flash from Earth 2, but now with him being Zoom, Wells had something to do with creating the Flash and Zoom. So Flash from Earth 2.
So maybe he is a clone then.
Yeah. Most likely, yeah.
And do you think the guy in the Iron Mask is another clone?
Probably so. There probably could be so many clones. So like the Flash episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
You know what?
Kidding.
He might be Jay Garrick, like the original.
Yeah, the original Jay Garrick.
You know what I mean? He
Zoom.
Might be the host. He's Jay Garrick, and from him, he had clones. One was the Jay Garrick that died, and the other one is the Zoom. Whoa, that's interesting. Interesting. Well, you heard it here first. I said it. All right. Let's go to you. Let's see. We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. Welcome to the Flash Talk. Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay. Well, tell us, what was your first gut reaction when you saw King Shark?
I didn't care about him. I mean, I've seen before, and he was just like another one of those episodes, pillows, you know, they didn't have anything to do, so they decided to bring him in. But...
What?
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good. I thought it was going to be dead-end episodes.
No, it wasn't great. I say I did not like about the King Shark. It was one of the filler episodes where they had to find something to show. That's what I said. Yeah, but the reveal of Zoom, that was...
Yeah, who do you think is Zoom?
Well, I mean, Jay Garrick. Like, you guys are talking about he might be the clone.
Or when...
Yeah. So, anyway.
Who do you think is in the Iron Mask?
Man, I tried to figure that out a lot, but I don't think it's Jay Garrick in the mask.
Okay. Well, who's your guess?
Gotta take a guess. I look close.
I'm
gonna say Eddie. Okay. Yeah, probably Eddie.
I'm gonna say Eddie
because I
did.
I'm switching it to Jay now.
Well, whenever they
and you know why? Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
The reason why is because, let's say this Earth 2 Jay Garrick that we know, the one that died, you know, the Flash is, like, dead. But not to the public. The public still doesn't know the Flash is dead on Earth 2. So I think that in order to restore the balance, that has to be Jay Garrick in the cell where it's definitely a speedster cell. That no one can get out if you're a speedster. And at the end, it's going to be revealed that that's Jay Garrick, and there's another Flash established on Earth 2. And there you go. All right. Okay, so that's so in other words, Earth 2 will always have the Flash because of that guy. He's, you know, he's the original. He's the OG. The old double OG.
Okay.
All right. Matt from Florida, who do you think is in the Iron Mask?
I have no idea. I'm thinking it could be...
Take a guess.
Jay?
Last week you said Wally West.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm thinking it could be Jay or Henry Allen on Earth 2 because he keeps looking freaked out in that mask.
Why I'm just trying to figure out why
so
you guys
scared?
Think it's Jay. What? Why do you guys think it's Jay?
He wrote Jay on the ground in chalk.
Oh, he did.
Remember when they were doing the tag?
Yeah,
down?
Remember he spelled out Jay Garrick?
Yeah, from the last episode, yeah.
Because why would Eddie tap out Jay Garrick?
I don't get it.
All right, so
well,
I'm going to ask you the same question. Who do you think is in the Iron Mask as of right now?
I'm not sure, man. I saw that episode when we first saw him. I didn't know who he was. But, yeah, Matt's right. He did write Jay. But like Chris just said, maybe he was trying to tell Barry and Jesse that it was Jay in the mask. And you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to tell him who his own was.
Yeah.
Well, there's no right or wrong answer, so we soon shall see.
All right,
cool.
I'm tired of waiting here.
So, also another one where Barry vows to open another breach. Do you think this might happen when he breaches another Earth when he meets up with Supergirl? Do you think by that point he'll be able to breach back to Earth 2? And also, my biggest question is, and I didn't bring this up on Supergirl, but the crossover, what Earth will they be on? And what Earth is Supergirl? If the Flash is Earth 1, what Earth is Supergirl? That's my question to you guys.
Remember Dr. Wells said that everybody's Earth is Earth 1.
Yeah.
So it could be any one of the 52 Earths that Supergirl's on. I guess they don't have a Earth Prime in the TV universe.
Okay.
Actually, Earth that we were watching is not Earth 1. You know, they thought they were the original, or the Prime, whatever.
On the Flash?
On the Flash. And then they're going to be like, oh, crap, Supergirl 1 is the Earth 1. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the thing. I think they are going to blow our mind when the season is over, because they're going to try to twist everything to where we were thinking is wrong.
All right. Cool. Okay, Matt from Florida, let me ask you, who do you think is... who do you think here's my question. How do you think they'll breach out to Earth, back to Earth 2?
I'm thinking if he does go to Supergirl, when he does, maybe Kara could use her ship to help open up the portal to Earth 2, or the DEO can. They had that technology.
That'll be interesting, yeah. Where Kara, at the end of the crossover, helps the Flash go into back to Earth 2.
Yeah,
what do you guys think about that,
cool.
Joe and Chris?
Yeah, I mean, that's valid. I don't see why not.
That's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe, let's ask you, how do you think Barry's going to breach back to Earth 2?
I don't know. Didn't they already close all the portals?
Yeah. And well said, forever. There's no, reopening.
They're closed. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Gosh, that's a good question. I don't know.
And they asked him, how are you
going to
do that? And he says, I don't know.
You know they're going to figure out some way. Wells is going to say, well, there is a way. I didn't want to say because it's really dangerous and you guys could be trapped there forever. And there's no guarantee, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And then they're like, well, take it.
Yeah, it'll go down like that.
All right,
probably.
Cool. What about you, Chris? How do you think they're going to breach back to Earth 2?
Well, nothing, we can see with all this kind of stuff and shows, nothing is impossible. So, and those that are like
right.
One of the greatest minds combined together, working together, and coming up with all this invention and stuff like that. So I'm sure they're going to figure out a way. And about Supergirl, maybe the Fortress of Solitude is the one going to be like, hey, I will open the portal, you know, whatever. Yeah. You can go and tell a little more. That's what I'm thinking why they revealed the Fortress of Solitude before the crossover.
Yeah.
It's going to play a key on that. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, cool. Okay, so anything Supergirl, anything The Flash, you had me thinking about Supergirl when you said Fortress of Solitude. Matt from Florida, anything The Flash that we haven't covered?
Well, I just wanted to say it was a great episode, awesome episode. I also like the scene where was the touchy moment with Barry, Iris, and Joe with the score, the background. He told Joe and Iris what happened there on Earth 2.
Yeah.
That scene was awesome. And on how when King Shark breaks in the window, that was cool. And I thought it was such a great episode. I can't wait for more of the season. It sucks we have to wait till March 22nd.
And as cheesy as a man shark running around the city, it looked pretty good, right?
Yeah, it did. I thought it was great.
And it
great
looked
CGI,
cheeseball, like
great
Sharknado. And there was a little joke in there. They mentioned
that part
Sharknado.
Cool. Yeah, that's
Is Flash
awesome.
Not coming back till March 22nd?
Yeah.
March 22nd is
Arrow.
When it comes back.
But it's
so
going to
yeah,
be
they're
new.
Taking a long break.
Supergirl
you,
and Gotham.
In week, that week
I'm go
we'll
back
be
to,
probably podcasing every day, so.
Yeah,
I'm going to go back to episode week. One and just catch up and all the way to this recent one.
Yeah, you'll
and
have time,
break.
Yeah.
But it is going to be new Legends of Tomorrow the next few weeks and Supergirl and Gotham because Gotham finally returns on the 29th.
Finally, yes. Yes. All right,
are we doing
Joe from Krypton.
Arrow
anything,
talk next?
The Flash that we haven't covered.
Sorry, man. Everybody's got the yawn bug right now.
you got it.
I don't know. I'm just a little confused about Zoom's identity. I mean, so James from
too.
Earth 2 is dead, and Wells
yep.
once said that he created Zoom, but I don't know if he meant that literally. He could have meant that, like, figuratively, like he did something that pissed him off. Or I don't know, man. I don't even know what Earth he could be from, or I don't know. Can anybody help me out?
That,
make me understand?
Right when we thought, like, ooh, it's him, but it's him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like a definitive answer. It was like, oh, it looks like him, but it's not him because he's dead.
Not him. Yeah. He's got to be some sort of doppelganger.
Chris, do you have anything to add to that? Are you as confused as we are?
I am not confused. Because you remember the guy they went to see at the park?
Okay.
The one who was adopted? I think he was alone, okay? And then Jay Garrick from
Wait, say
Oak
that
Hill,
again?
The guy, Caitlin, and Jay Garrick, they went to look for that from the doppelganger of this or
Yeah, Hunter
Zolomon. Yeah, I think he was the one alone. You know, and he was just chilling, and they knew, maybe he knew they were looking for him or something. And so he ended up killing the Jay Garrick from Off 2.
Okay,
so,
but can I stop you right there?
Mm-hmm.
When they went to go to the park, the gate was closed. So there's no way that Zoom could have gone to Earth 2, because if you remember, he captured Barry on Earth 2, and the gate was closed.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. That was an episode back.
No.
You gotta go back.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing about The Flash, I like the part The Flash, not The Flash, Barry, trying to connect with Waterfest.
There's a little bromance there, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the boss, you know, Wally West felt like they liked him better, and I don't think Barry was ignoring him or trying to shut him out. I think he was going through everything that he went through on the other off, and it wasn't the right moment for him, you know, and he tried to connect with him, and we'll see if it happened, so... I think I like the thought, and I finally like the way he explained to them that, you know, you died and you were married to me and things like that. He needed to get that out.
Right.
To kind of get the, and Digo being the show, I think that was great, you know. That was like a little mini crossover, and I think it was a good episode. Yep.
Right. All right, cool. Well, thank you, Chris, for giving us a little insight there. I want to thank Matt from Florida for calling in, and also Joe from Krypton for calling in. We're doing Arrow Talk, so if you're a fan of Arrow, join us on Arrow Talk, all one word, on Twitter and also on iTunes. Chris, give us a shout-out, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling. I mean, thanks for being on my call. It was a great episode.
All right, cool. And Joe?
Yeah, guys, good episode. I can't wait to watch it. when I say good episode, I mean good podcast episode. But, yeah, can't wait to watch the most recent Flash and talk to you guys on Arrow.
All right, cool. Good night.
Well, Francesco.
I don't know.
Wow.